Well, hello everyone, all you Halloween ghouls and fools. I hope you're having a lovely evening. We are approximately 4 days out from the best holiday of the year, in my humble opinion, and I could not be more excited. I just started with some Halloween tunes. That song has most recently blown up on TikTok, which is kind of fun. Is it Michael Jackson singing? I think it is, but it's also like a little remix situation. I don't know. I really don't know. Maybe I should know as a radio DJ, but I simply do not. So tonight's episode will be a little bit Halloween themed. I also did this last year, but I couldn't resist doing it again because it is simply so fun to choose songs that are tangentially related to the spirit of Halloween. As I said, it's one of my favorite holidays, and I simply just could not resist. So next you'll be hearing some Remy Wolf and some Harry Styles, as always. And I just started with some Halloween tunes, and I will be continuing the evening with some, but I will also be playing some non-Halloween songs, just some exciting ones that I've recently come across in the last week, or songs that I have recently heard. For example, some new Ella Jane will be on. We got some Jenny Lewis. We got some Faye Webster, and we got some Soccer Mommy, as always. So we're in for a very exciting and spooktacular lineup. I unfortunately did not prepare a spooky story like I did last year, but maybe I should. Maybe in this the brief interlude of songs that I'll be playing, I can prepare a spooky story, and we'll think about it. We'll consider. We'll get back to it. Well, I hope you all enjoyed that. Next will be Sexy Villain by Remy Wolf, one of my favorite songs from her new album, which is entitled Juno. Not very Halloween of her. Maybe she should have considered differently. I hope you enjoy it. I know it's one of my favorite songs right now, and I will be jamming in the studio as always.
Just a little boy the shape of your lips. You're, it's just a trick. This is it, so I'm sorry. Don't call me baby, got your reason. Know that you're trying to be friends, know you mean it. Don't call me baby, it's hard for me to go home.
Hello, hello, hello. I am back. I hope you enjoyed those last few songs because I certainly know that I did. I was jamming out in the studio to Somebody's Watching Me by Rockwell, then some Sexy Villain by Remy Wolf, and then To Be So Lonely by Harry Styles. So Sexy Villain is an excellent song. I was up and dancing. I turned off the lights. I was having a moment, you know. Got to be the main character Wednesday at 8 p.m., as one does. And then for To Be So Lonely, I played that for a very, very, very particular reason. And it is not exactly Halloween themed, but if you know me, you know that I saw Harry Edward Styles in concert approximately 2 days ago at 8 p.m. So approximately 48 hours ago, exactly, my life was being changed. It was the most incredible concert. I've been a Harry Styles fan since I was 11 years old, watching One Direction live, yes, live, on The X Factor. I was a super fan from the beginning. I loved those 16-year-old boys with all of my heart, as they were at the time. And it's just sort of unimaginable at this point. And I did a little bit of calculations, and I realized that I, Ava Autry, at the time, was 2 years older than Harry Styles when I saw him in concert last. I saw Harry when he was only 19 years old, and now he is 27. It's kind of a crazy fact to think about, and it's also very full circle. I was discussing this with my lovely ex-roommate, Catherine. We are still roommates, but not in the same way. The other day, that she said that when she last went to a One Direction concert, she was embarrassed because she felt so young, which I completely understand too. I was embarrassed. I felt like a little baby when I was there with all those 16 and 17 year old girls like crowding the stage. But now I'm old enough legally to drink alcohol at a Harry Styles concert, which was very full circle, just imbibing beverages. Sorry, we're not supposed to discuss water on the radio, but I am simply legal now, and it's incredibly full circle, and it's very scary that I've been a fan of Harry / all the other ones for this long. And it was an incredible concert. It was a great show. I felt very, very lucky to have gone, and it was amazing. Harry looked fantastic. He is a full man now. He is no longer a teenage boy. He has a girlfriend who was almost 40 years old, who was also there, by the way. It was very interesting to see Olivia Wilde dancing in the background. But it was just such a special moment, and I will honestly never forget it, and it was worth every penny. And I'm so happy that I went with Catherine, of course, who is my lovely One Direction superfan best friend. So it was a very, very special moment, and yes, I hope you enjoyed To Be So Lonely, because Harry Styles, did not play that song at our show in Boston, but I've heard he's occasionally played it on the tour, this tour, but he hasn't played it for us, which I was a little sad about. So that's the reason that I am playing it today. So it was very fun. I just received some messages that apparently I am ripping Olivia Wilde. I would not say that I'm ripping Olivia Wilde. I just said that she's older than him, which is simply a statement of fact at Maddie Aiken. So there you go. There's that on that. So then after that, you heard Calling Card by Ella Jane, which is her newest single that she released. I love this song. I loved it from the second I listened to it. Sometimes songs have to grow on me a little bit, but I was just jamming when I first heard it. I listened to it the other day after my song. I was dancing in the street in the rain, as one does. It was really, really great. So did I say song? I meant One Day After Class. Wow, I'm just tripping over my words. Yes, you just heard some Calling Card by Ella Jane. Next, you'll be hearing some Jenny Lewis, who was Harry Styles' opener. She did a fantastic job. I loved her, and now I'm forever going to be a fan. And Julia was right all along. Julia, if you're listening, Jenny Lewis, she is the new wave. So you're correct. You'll be hearing Do-Si-Do. Not very Halloween, I must admit. I promise we'll be getting back to the Halloween very, very soon. But Do-Si-Do is an excellent song, and I think it was probably my favorite that she played for the entire hour, or 30 minutes to an hour that she was on. So here you go, Do-Si-Do by Miss Jenny Lewis.
Turn up the stereo till everything rattles. Put on your deck glove.
I promised that I would just shout out Miss Strelekas. Hello, Elizabeth. I hope you're doing great. I hope everyone at the gym who is currently listening to this, not by choice, but by because of the music dictator, Liz, I hope you are having an excellent workout. Pump that iron. Run that extra mile on the treadmill. You never know where it might take you. So have so much fun at the gym. And Liz, I love you. I hope you love the Scarlet Pleasure. Next is Halloween, so aptly named by Miss Skeleton herself, Phoebe Bridgers. Hope you enjoy.
Questions I keep asking you that make you live in the past, but I can count on you to tell me the truth when you've been drinking and you're wearing a mask. Baby, it's Halloween and we can be come on. surprised by what I do for love. Some things I never expect. They killed a fan down by the stadium. Was only visiting, they beat him to death. Baby, it's
fascination, infatuation, a lunatic. Call me what suits your taste. I just want a taste, and I've always heard it's what's inside that counts. Because my insides are red, yours are too, and the red on my face is matching you. And goodness, you're bleeding, what a wonderful thing. Such a shame I turned out this way, a maniac. Well, yeah, I get manic when I cause a panic, and of course I'm excited when I see you around. 'Cause my insides are red and yours are too, and the red on my face is matching you. And goodness, you're bleeding, what a wonderful feeling. You're down and you're bleeding, my head is just reeling.
Every Tuesday night for dinner and a glass of wine. Esty's been losing sleep. Her husband's acting different and it smells like infidelity. She says, that ain't my Merlot on his mouth. That ain't my jewelry on our joint account. No, there ain't no doubt. I think I'm gonna call him out. She says, I think he did it, but I just can't prove it. I think he did it. I just can't prove it. I think he did it, but I just can't prove it. No, nobody, no crime, but I ain't letting up until the day I die. Reports is missing why. And I noticed when I passed his house, his truck has got some brand new tires. And his mistress moved in, sleeps in Esty's bed and everything. No, there ain't no doubt, somebody's gotta catch him out. Cause I think he did it, but I just can't prove it. I think he did it, but I just can't prove it. He did it, but I just can't prove it. No, nobody, no crime, but I ain't letting up until the day I die. Oh, oh, I think he did it. No, no, he did it. Good thing my daddy made me get a boating license when I was 15. I've cleaned enough houses to know how to cover up a scene. Good thing Esty's sister's gonna swear she was with me.
She was with me, dude.
Good thing his mistress took out a big life insurance policy. They think she did it, but they just can't prove it. They think she did it, but they just can't prove it. She thinks I did it, but she just can't prove it. No, nobody, no crime, I wasn't letting up until the day he. No, nobody, no crime, I wasn't letting up until the day he. No, nobody, no crime, I wasn't letting up until the day he.
Couple more tattoos, but it's not you and it's not me. Tastes so sweet, looks so real, sounds like something that I used to feel. But I can touch what I see. We're not who we used to be. We're not who we used to be. We're just two ghosts standing in the place of you and me, trying to remember how it feels to have a heartbeat. The fridge light washes this room white. Dances over your good side. This was all we used to need. Tongue-tied like we've never known, telling those stories we already told. 'Cause we don't say
glass half empty. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heart. Place of you and me. We're not who we used to be. We don't see what we used to see. We're just two ghosts swimming in a glass half empty. Trying to remember how it feels to have a heart.
Hello, hello, hello again. I am back and it is approximately 8:43 p.m. I will probably be checking in a couple more times this evening. But this time I am back to give some very special shout outs and to read a very, very, very special PSA. So I'll be reading a little PSA about public transit versus walking. And this is very pertinent to my life today because I just went and visited my lovely, lovely, lovely big Maya, and I walked to her house, and it was quite a hike, I will say, but it was 100% worth it. She fed me some amazing food and I had the best company as always. Maya, I love you very much. Thank you for being in my life, and you were the best big a girl could ask for. So now I'll be reading this public transit versus walking PSA. If you take public transportation, good for you. You're helping to save the environment and money too. But if you aren't getting all the exercise you should be, you might want to consider walking directly to your destination instead of using public transit. Depending upon the distance, once you factor in the time it takes to make your way to the T-stop, wait, and then get to your final destination from the station, walking the whole trip can often be faster. And even when it isn't, you're getting good exercise and saving even more money. For example, if it takes 45 minutes to walk where you want to go instead of 30 minutes using the T, you'll just get 3/4 of an hour of exercise and fresh air for just an extra 15 minutes of your time. And that's a real healthy deal. ... A public service message from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Wow, what a fantastic PSA. So fun. That one was a little lengthy, and it might need to drink some water after this one. So, yeah, I just cleared my throat. Did you hear that? So, additionally, I will be giving some shout-outs now, as it is 8:45. I have 15 minutes left. What better to do with my time than that? So, I will be shouting out my house right now. Hello, everyone listening from Curtis Ave, a.k.a. Jaya, Catherine, Elizabeth, even though you're at the gym. Hey, gym peeps, once again. Everyone at the gym, give a round of applause for Liz. I know you guys are listening. Hoot and holler for her. It'll be really awkward for me if you aren't clapping right now, but what can I do about it at this point? So, you know. But hello, everyone. I hope you are doing great. Thank you for listening at my house and at the gym. Thank you, Catherine. I appreciate your thanks, you guys, for listening. I also have to shout out my parents. Hello, Mom and Dad. I hope you're feeling okay, Mom. I know you got your shingles shot yesterday. That's no fun. And also your flu shot. So I hope you're feeling better. I know shots are no fun, and I always don't feel well after them, too. So I hope you're doing well, and this radio show is perking you up back to your full self, back to your full fun self. So another shout out I have to give right now is to the Daily Office. Hello, everyone listening down there. We are currently in the same building. They push all the creatives at Tufts into one singular building. I hope you guys are all thriving right now down there, aka, I don't know if you guys are on your shift still, but let me check. Let me read the names I have to read. Let's see. Let me get to it. One sec. I'm scrolling. Kate. Hi, Kate. I hope you enjoyed all the Harry going on right now. I played two whole songs just for you and also just for me because I love it in my ears. And hi, Maddie. Hey, girl. Love you so much. Hi, Sarah. And hi, Naomi. I hope you guys are doing great, that you're the copy editors on shift, I presume. I hope you're having a great copy sesh. So much fun. So I think that's about all the shout-outs I have to give for this evening. I've been talking for a while, but unfortunately, I will be talking more. So get ready for that. I am going to tell you why I played that Harry Styles song, Two Ghosts, for two reasons. It is doubly pertinent on this evening because Two Ghosts, Halloween, of course. And secondly, also, that's another song that Harry did not MFing play at his show two nights ago. I was very upset about it because it's an excellent song and he sounds amazing on that track too, and I'm sure he would be just as great live. I was very upset to miss it, but this little BITCH treated us all with about 10 seconds of the song. He played the first couple words of it, and it was very, very upsetting, and then he combined it with another song, and he never went back to Two Ghosts, and it was honestly just such a move of someone. It was just not a nice thing to do. I'm just avoiding saying bad words. It was a meany, stupid head thing to do. Harry Styles, I am suing for this, okay? Get ready. You'll be getting, I'm going to be a lawyer, and I'll be the one to sue in approximately 10 years. Maybe that's past the statute of limitations, but I do not care. It emotional damages had been done. Okay, I hope that's enough of that. So my next song that I'll be playing is Witch Love, which is a very special song, and I also played it last Halloween, and it's one of the songs that Maddie showed to me. Maddie, my lovely girlfriend, she played this song for me many moons ago, and I am very, very excited to be playing it tonight, and two Halloweens in a row, gotta do it. And then we'll be hearing one of my mother's favorite songs called Angie Baby, and yes, it'll be happening. Jaya is telling me to play the song, and Maddie is telling me that I am literally insane. So I guess this means it's my time to stop talking. I very much apologize. I'm annoying. I've literally been rambling for 5 minutes, but cool. I'll see you guys later.
I wanna know love like a child. And all my own, how do I know it's not some witchcraft? How can I be sure it's mine alone? A love implanted, a love designed, a love you tricked into my mind. And if it's voodoo that you've given me, how do I know it isn't kind? I think about you all the time. You're always on my mind. Are you a good witch, baby girl? I wanna feel how I used to feel.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. You're a little touched, you know, ain't you, baby? Lovers appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor. But they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you all right? Tell the radio good night. All alone once more, Angie baby. At night through her window blind. I see your folks have gone away. Would you dance with me today? I'll show you how to have a good time, Angie baby.
Angie baby. Angie baby.
When he walks in her room, he feels confused like he walked into a play. And the music's so loud it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. And as she turns the volume down, he's getting smaller with the sound. It seems to pull him off the ground, toward the radio he's bound, never to be found. The headlines read that a boy disappeared and everyone thinks he died. Except a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane. No one asks you to explain. Radio by your side, Angie baby.
Hello, for the final time this evening. I promise I will stop yelling in all of your ears momentarily. This will be the last time that I check in for this very spooky Halloween edition of Ava's WMFO 91.5 Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. There you go. I had to sneak it in somehow because I forgot earlier. No one tell the radio coordinators or Julia. I'll be in big trouble if they know. So there you go. This has been a very spooky and rambling and special edition of Ava on Air. I hope you enjoyed. I am simply unhinged this evening, as I've been told by many separate parties. So I'm trying to calm down now. I need to find some inner peace tonight because this has been a whirlwind. I've had a lot of fun tonight being this level of unhinged. It's been very fun. So I hope you've enjoyed. I hope you all have a very spooky and a very safe Halloween. No one get COVID. I hope everyone wears their favorite costume they've ever worn. We all deserve it after last year. And yeah, I hope it's a great one. I hope you have a great Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I know it's going to be quite the weekend. It'll be a fantastic one. I know I'm personally going to be my landlord for Halloween and also probably a Disney princess and also Conan Gray, potentially. I will be Gray and Maddie will be a traffic cone, aka Conan Gray. So pretty creative, right? I hope you guys enjoyed that because I know I certainly did. So I'll catch you all on the flip. I'll see you next time. Have a very spooky Halloween. Cue the end of Michael Jackson's Thriller. The Okay, that's enough for all of you. I'll see you next time. And this has been Ava on Ava On Air. Hope it's been a great one for you guys too.